from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Let's talk to our man, Bryant McFadden, co-host of All Things Covered. Great podcast with Patrick Peterson and, of course, CBS NFL analyst. He's been making his rounds, Mike, all around the National Football League, various camps. B-Mac, it's good to have you back on. Listen, we've been talking about it today, and you know this. I'm talking about Atlanta. We are the talk of the NFL, man, right now. With all the moves that have been made, how do you look at these moves, and how much better do you think they make us?
I love both moves because they're super impactful players. But it's safe to say those are needs for Atlanta on the defensive side. You know, starting with Matthew Judon, he's a double-digit sack guy. You know, a double-digit sack guy for sure. The experience, you look at where he's been in his professional career, every stop, he's been overly successful. And, you know, you talk about the concerns for Atlanta for such a long time. I mean, and finding an elite pass rusher has been an issue for Atlanta. I mean, you got to go back to, you know, John Abraham days when he was here in Atlanta. When you talk about consistency and putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks from one individual, now you have that guy in Matthew Judon. And then when you look at Justin, I mean, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, he has the most interceptions since 2016.
Yep, you're right.
I mean, he's a ball-hawking safety. And he's a guy that's not a liability in run support. So you got two interchangeable safeties with Justin, and we look at Bates. And seeing what Bates did last year, just his intro to the city here in Atlanta, just the big-time playmaker that he was, you have arguably two of the best ball-hawking safeties that's in the same secondary in the National Football League. So final, you know, say-so for me, Atlanta got better this week. They're not the same team they were a week ago. Without these guys, they improve dramatically. And let's see how those players transition on the football field whenever they get on the grass with the rest of the guys in meaningful football games.
And B-Mac, you kind of answered the question, but just to double down on it. So they are cool, even though they're kind of the same guy, as far as you think it's still cool that Simmons can do the run support thing?
Oh, interchangeable, no question. They're football players, most importantly. Right. They're football players. And if you look at how they played the game throughout their professional career, even going back to Jesse Bates, when he was with Cincinnati, he was a guy that could man the post, or he was a guy that can mix it up in the box. The same could be said for Simmons when you talk about what he's done. He's a guy that can command the post or mix it up in the box. So you have two interchangeable safeties, which is unique because most defenses, they'll have one guy who they love to have in a box, the other guy who you love to have in the post, because you felt like they do one thing better than the other. For these two guys, they both excel either in the box, in the post, and that provides versatility for your defense, especially the guys in the secondary.
Do you think Jimmy Lake is going to allow these guys to play a little bit more freer than what we've seen with previous DCs that have been here? We've gone through a couple. And from what you know, or maybe what you've seen from his defenses?
You have to. That's what makes Lake's defenses great. Guys, when you try to put handcuffs on guys, now you limit what they can do. Both guys, and Justin and Jesse, they have the ability to improvise on the fly, right? And what I mean when I say that, yeah, I might be the middle third safety, but if I see something, I'm gonna tell my backside safety, hey, I might leave. So now you got to get a little more depth just to be able to help me. If I leave and I'm wrong, you can still cover me up. Mm. So that's what good coaches do when they're coaching extraordinary talented players. I can't put a muzzle on you. You know what I mean? I want you to be free and make sure that you're, number one, transparent, but make sure you use your God-given ability, which is your instincts. You can't coach, you can't teach instincts. Either you have it or you don't. And based on these two players, their interception resume, that tells all of us what? These guys got instincts.
Mm. Our man, Brian McFadden, if you listen to him, guys, all summer long, we've been saying, why don't we go get these guys talking about backups or upgrades for our corners? And then we find out the last few weeks, Bryant, there's a guy who's been out of football, which kind of was an eyebrow raiser for us, in Kevin King, who now maybe has regained his second-round draft pick form. You buying that?
I mean, right now he's been really playing good football, right? He has sparked the interest of the coaching staff. Heck, he sparked the interest of the fans. And to your point, he was a second-round draft pick. It wasn't like this was a guy that barely got into the National Football League. He was a second-round draft pick that had a real good collegiate career. And unfortunately, in the National Football League, injuries has plagued his success. So it seems like, most importantly, he's successful. I mean, he's healthy, right? That's the most important thing. He's healthy. And now when it comes to his health, along with his athleticism, he's around 6'2", 200-plus pounds. I mean, that is a athletic corner based on what he's been able to display when he's been healthy. And he understands that, listen, let's keep it real. This is his last shot in the National Football League, right? And he's attacking this opportunity with that mindset. And that's why we're starting to see some real good football being played by him. And like I said, he sparked the interest, and not just the fan base, but I believe he sparked the interest of the coaching staff as well.
For the places you've been, who has impressed you the most? It's Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, man. Now, I just was in Chicago this week with the Bears. Hopefully you guys might see me get a little quick cameo on Hard Knocks next week when that episode releases. They're a very, very impressive group, guys. But that group down in Houston, that's a varsity team. Like, you know, in the National Football League, you got some teams that are varsity. You got some teams that, they're a little JV squad. That is a legit varsity team, and no knock on the other places that I've been, but Houston, everyone is talking about some of the other teams in the AFC, you know, Baltimore, the Jets, Buffalo, Cleveland, Miami, of course, Kansas City. But I'm telling you right now, for anyone that loves putting a little money on these, you know, season totals and things like that, Houston can go. If they stay healthy, I wouldn't be surprised to see Houston find a way to make it to New Orleans for the Super Bowl this year.
It's our man Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers, here on the WaitFor.com hotline. I know we asked you last time. I'll ask again. You got any insight into Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson winning the job in Pittsburgh?
Hey, you know, a few weeks ago, guys, before week one of the preseason, we were talking about the job that Justin Fields was doing and, you know, all the positive things that was coming from him in camp. Justin had a lot of leverage going into last week's matchup against Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Right? And he didn't play bad, but he didn't continue that high-level play that he was doing in practices in the game. You know, you look at some of the things he did or did not do. You know, the two fumbles from center to quarterback exchange wasn't clean. That was an issue. And the rhythm just wasn't there offensively. Now, because of that, Russell's starting to kind of get things rolling back again when it comes to health. And to that point, Mike Tomlin said Russell is playing and he's running with the ones. It's not like there's a split opportunity for both guys to get reps with the ones. Guess what? Russell's getting reps with the ones. So now it's basically, in my opinion, it's Russell's job to lose. And remember I said a few weeks ago, if Russell isn't healthy, it's easier for Justin Fields to become the starting quarterback. All right? I mean, that's common sense. But now Russell is healthy, and if Russell goes out and just plays pretty good football, you don't have to blow Coach Tomlin's eyes away like it's a playoff-caliber performance, but just play good football, no question. When it comes to week one here in Atlanta, Russell will be trotting out with the ones.
All right, before we let you go, I got to tell you, Micah, I feel like he is he's turned his back on Norville. I don't know where you're at this on this, but it feels like Micah's like not convinced that Norville's going to get the job done. He's already told me to take the points with Georgia Tech. I'm like, Mike, you're going to the game.
All right, real quick, just as a caveat to what Carl just said, a gross misrepresentation, in my opinion. I'm hearing from my boys in Tally that DJU just looks average.
Okay. Now, the thing is now, let's do it like this, Mike. If he's looking average, I can accept that because I think we got a high-level defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think our defense is going to be some hell raisers, right? Especially the guys that put pressure on the football. We got a lot of pros that people are not talking about, but by the month of November, they're going to be talking about these guys, especially on the defensive side. That's one thing. Number two, how many times have we heard either from the professional side of things or the collegiate side of things, man, this guy's looking great in camp. He's looking great in practice. But when you turn the lights on, you don't see the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So to your point in regards to DJU, I don't think we need DJU to sit up and try to win ball games for us because our offense is not like that. We run the football. We run the football to set the pass. Now, we had a great athletic quarterback in years past in Jordan Travis that made things easier. But for our DJU, do what he did last year. This year, be smart with the football, protect it, make timely plays, and our running game and our defense is going to pave the rest of the way out for us. And in regards to that spread with Georgia Tech, where we at? Is it 10.5 right now?
I got it at 12. I mean, I heard 10.
Yeah, it sounded like 11 and 10.5 now. A lot of big money from Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech is throwing money around in a lot of ways to the program, to their NIL as well.
Yeah. Who is the money man now for Georgia Tech, man? I heard they just got that big tackle, man. It gave him like $800,000 a year. Is that true?
Yeah. $10,400.
Yeah, it's true.
Man, I need to go back to high school, man. I was a 5-star when I came up. Yeah, can I get some back pay? $800 out the gate
right?
A year. Shouts out to Georgia Tech. I love what they're doing, but I love us in that spot. And the thing about Vegas, you know, guys, we've talked about betting in past segments with you guys. For me, it's almost like Vegas is telling the bettors to do what? Take Georgia Tech.
Right.
Like, they're begging you to take Georgia Tech with those points. Number one is week zero. That's the week of unknowns, right? You don't know what either side is going to do. Both teams are in the same conference in the ACC, so they know each other fairly well. And you're giving one team 11, 12 points, depending on where you're shopping. They're telling you to take Georgia Tech. And usually when they tell you to do one thing, that's when they hit you across the head because everyone – does it. They follow suit. I love us in this spot. I love our defense. Mike, I'm telling you right now, hear me out. Our defense is going to be legit. I'm giving you two names to watch for in Ireland. Matter of fact, you going to the game, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right. Two names to watch for. Rordell Williams,
right,
running back transfer from Alabama, and Malik Benson, the wide receiver from Alabama as well. Those are two names right now. Mark, what's the date? August
16th.
The 16th.
Yeah.
Right. Remember, I told you this. On the 16th, Sunday, text my phone and tell me if I know ball or not.
Hey, man, you got a transfer from LSU, a transfer you mentioned from Alabama. The running back, by the way, Rordell Williams, he's number one on the depth chart. Defense is solid. Again,
y'all don't sound so sure to me.
I'm just saying Haynes King is a better quarterback than a guy who's on his third team. Haynes is only on his second team.
B. How many teams have Haynes King been on?
Two. A&M and Tech. Two.
Exactly. Last time I checked, Texas Tech, it wasn't like it was a heavy quarterback room there when it comes to competition. We're going to be fine.
All right.
You text my phone from Ireland.
I will.
You get too tipsy.
I'm just being pragmatic, and that's definitely going to happen.
He said before you get tipsy. We got to run. Brian McFadden, appreciate you, man. And we'll look for you on the Hard Knocks. Hopefully you make the next episode.
Man, listen, man, I hope y'all see me on Hard Knocks, man. I had a good edge up, too, man, so I was looking fresh.
Nice. Hope you didn't cuss. They edit that out.
All right, B, take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Brother.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.